Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal to watch Afghanistan and the jihadists across a vast landscape, from the Mediterranean to the Hindu Kush, across North Africa into the Sahel, the border of the desert, and south into the cone of Africa. Right now, however, we're going to tuck up on a story that is breaking news in Pakistan. Pakistan police suspect Islamic State in bomb blasts that killed at least 44. This was at a rally, pro-Taliban rally in Afghanistan. In Pakistan. The attack is believed to have come out of Afghanistan or elements of Afghanistan of ISIS. I mention all this because it's all balled up into the confusion of how Afghanistan is now a state that is both the source of transnational terror and the source of the kind of murder incorporated that represents ISIS. Bill, what we have in Pakistan is a country that's extremely vulnerable to the Taliban of Pakistan, the TTP. It's also vulnerable to ISIS. And ISIS is operating out of Afghanistan. The Taliban Pakistan is operating out of Afghanistan. Pakistan itself is a vulnerable state to these bad actors. This alone guarantees that we solve nothing by leaving Afghanistan behind. Do I say that correctly?
Yes, John, that is correct. Concerning this attack, this political party in Pakistan is not just pro-Taliban. You would pretty much consider them a Taliban political party within the Pakistani establishment. They've sent thousands of fighters into Afghanistan in the past. Particularly after the U.S. invasion, the person that it's named after, Fazl, is a prominent Taliban cleric and is cheerleaded on for the Taliban. This group, this political party, whatever you want to call them, really embodies that cross-border nature of the jihadist threat that between Pakistan and Afghanistan.
And the ISIS launching the attack, you make the distinction, Bill, that the Taliban opposes ISIS and vice versa. Do I say that correctly?
That's correct. The Islamic State is the only real threat I consider at the moment to the Taliban. The Islamic State and the Taliban are, while they share the same goals, they have different ways of achieving them. They have the Taliban is in the Al-Qaeda sphere of the jihadist influence, whereas the Islamic State is its own entity. The Islamic State wants everyone to pledge allegiance to its emir. It says it's created the global caliphate. The Taliban wants primacy of the jihad in Afghanistan and refuse to bend the knee to the Islamic State's emir. And so that's why they are violently opposed to each other. So the real threat from the Islamic State is that, groups like the Taliban will talk with foreign countries. It'll negotiate with China and other countries. And the Islamic State will say this isn't sufficiently Islamic. It should be, it shouldn't be talking to the infidels and things like that. So it gets some of the more red-blooded jihadists. The further the Taliban plays footsies with other countries, it gives the Islamic State a little bit more space to recruit from jihadists. But the reality is the Taliban has hundreds of thousands of fighters, controls the resources of a country with all the weaponry left behind from the U.S. withdrawal. And the Islamic State has thousands of fighters and has no the Taliban also has state sponsorship with Pakistan and to a lesser extent Iran, whereas the Islamic State doesn't play well with others because it insists that everyone march to the beat of its drum. So it doesn't have state sponsorship and it has thousands of fighters in the region. So it's isolated.
So what we're looking at here, we have less than a minute, is the Islamic State launched a preemptive attack against the Taliban recruitment in Pakistan, and we can expect retaliation, Bill? Is that what happens next?
Yeah, you know, the irony is things like this, these attacks like these, you know, embolden the Islamic State and help it with the recruitment. But it also hurts in many ways as well. It gets both the Pakistani Taliban and other jihadist groups there. It angers them to the Islamic State. It gets the Taliban to further crack down. And also the Pakistani state itself will be cracking down further on the Islamic State. And you know, the Taliban control a country now. They control Afghanistan. And the Islamic State looks like a spoiler here. So that hurts them in some respects with recruitment as
Bill Raggio, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He keeps the Long War Journal with his colleagues. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.